It's very disappointing. It was supposed to be released yesterday, and there was no notification or nothing from the Department of Transport yesterday then to say that that it wasn't going to be released. They had said it was going to be released, and then there was the petition committee was on again yesterday. The Department of Transport was supposed to be at that also, just in relation to the Sligo Mayo Greenway. So they weren't at that because they said that the rail review was going to be released, and then the review wasn't released either. So, yeah, I'm going to be asking questions, and Marion Harkin has asked questions already, and she'll be asking them again over the next few days. And the reason why I'm calling for the release of the review is that yesterday the Petitions Committee, when we heard Barry Kenny gave a presentation and spoke about, you know, the different the infrastructure projects that they have in the pipeline, and, you know, they're talking about transformative projects, but at the same time, unless that the All-Ireland Strategic Rail Review is released, then you cannot start on any of these projects. And these are infrastructural projects that will reform the entire country. And I was just saying yesterday as well that, you know, an awful lot of these projects are based and are go through rural Ireland, and these will be transformative. And I'm convinced that rural Ireland will transform the entire country if we just get the investment. I really don't know what the problem is with this rail review. Now, there was a draft review released, and from what I'm hearing, there's very little or no change, so that's good. But at the same time, until the real thing is released, Irish Rail cannot move ahead on the different projects.
Do you think, given the delays that have come around the All-Ireland Rail Review, and I suppose the kind of messing that's gone on with scheduling a release date for the official document and then it not happening with no reason given why, just how seriously are the government taking this?
Well, that's a very good question. I don't know. Eamon Ryan at least could come out and give an explanation as to why it hasn't been released. And again, as I said, the draft has been released, so it's not like it's top secret. Like, everybody knows what's in the draft, and as Barry Kenny said yesterday, there's very little or no change. So I don't know. I genuinely don't know what the reason is. Maybe it's because, you know, there's elections coming up, there's European and local elections, and maybe there's some there's something coming out there that some people don't like. But that's not a good enough reason to hold everything up.